Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us over on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners, and you can support the show on a one-time basis using the Zelle app to box13 at greatdetectives.net, and thank you so much to Sherry for that. Also, you can become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month, and I want to thank Sean, our latest Patreon supporter, coming on board at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Sean. Well, now, it is time for this week's episode of The Man Called X. Original air date, January 20th, 1951, and the title is Japan Underground.
Now we present Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X, the Saturday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. By the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. And by your local Buick. Introduce the new 1951 Buick. Be sure to see it. Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. Here's a word from RCA Victor. Inch for inch, your best buy in television is RCA Victor 19-inch. Yes, a great many American families have taken this advice and bought the thrilling RCA Victor 19-inch console. Truly, the most exciting buy in television. When you set out to become an RCA Victor million-proof television set owner, remember that the set you choose will be the very hub of your home for years to come. So select the model you really want most, and chances are that model will be the Kingley RCA Victor 19-inch console. Inch for inch, your best buy in television. Your 19-inch set will give you, in a great big way, all the matchless million-proof qualities of sight and sound possible only to the world leader in electronics. Yes, inch for inch, your best buy-in television is indeed RCA Victor 19-inch. And with it goes wishes to you and your family for all the warmth and good cheer of million-proof television by RCA Victor. The big black limousine moves at moderate speed through the crowded streets from Tokyo Airport toward occupation headquarters in the Daiichi building. Within the limousine are one of our highest state officials traveling incognito as Mr. White and Ken Thurston, the man called X. The car moves up to the heavily guarded entrance of the Daiichi building and slows to a stop.
Bondai! Bondai! Bondai!
Down! Get down!
Well, Colonel Cecil, you identified him?
Yes, we have, Thurston. His name was Saduki, a young student at Kyo University.
Kyo University.
Mm-hmm. And as you know, Mr. White's arrival here was a closely guarded security secret.
Yeah. How did Saduki get past the MPs?
Well, that's something I thought you could tell us.
Me?
Yes. Saduki was carrying a bureau pass signed by Ken Thurston.
Top secret. What's going on there in Tokyo?
Chief, you remember what happened at Nagoya about 3 months ago?
Nagoya?
Yeah, just before the Incheon invasion.
Oh, sure, sure. One of our troop ships bound for Korea was nearly blown up by an unidentified one-man submarine.
Yes, and a month ago a private jet plane crashed accidentally near the Army air base at Ashiya. It carried enough high explosives to have leveled it, if it had hit the target.
Think those those things are tied up with this attempted assassination of Mr. White?
I'm getting right to work on it.
What have you got to go on?
Caio University and the man who forged my name on Saduki's bureau pass.
Any idea who it is, Ken?
Chief, only one man in the world has had enough practice to get away with it. Pagan Zellschmidt.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Thurston. My name is Nikolai Krachenko. I'm correspondent with TASS, the Soviet News Service.
So?
I am quite familiar with Caio University, and the attempted assassination of Mr. White is public knowledge. If you are seeking information concerning Saduki here, I could be a valuable aid to you.
What makes you think I'm interested, Krachenko?
I told you I was a news correspondent, Mr. Thurston. It is my business to know about men like you.
That doesn't explain your knowing about Saduki.
And why not?
The name of the man who attacked White has been kept top secret at headquarters. Try again sometime, Krachenko. Maybe you'll have better luck.
Thank you, Mr. Thurston. I shall.
Come in, please.
Well.
You are surprised at something?
No, I'm pleased. Is Professor Hawkins in?
Yes. I'm Natasha Karoya, his secretary. And you must be Mr. Thurston.
That's right.
Professor Hawkins informed me that you would be calling upon him this afternoon. How unfortunate.
Oh.
A girl has her dreams, you know, Mr. Thurston, knights in shining armor. And what happens? When such a one walks into his office, he wishes to see Professor Hawkins.
Oh, well, I...
If you have some spare time after discussing assassinations and Saduki with Professor Hawkins, perhaps we might have a drink together. I'm rather tired of sipping sake with Russian news correspondents.
Oh, thanks for telling me that you know Krachenko.
Now perhaps you will wonder what else I might know, and attempt to worm the information out of me over, shall we say, martini?
You win, Miss Karoya.
The Hotel Imperial bar at 8:30 tonight?
Hotel Imperial, 8:30.
Oh, dear, if I'd had any idea that I would become involved in government investigations, I would never have accepted this exchange professorship at Caio University. Oh, no.
No, it's not as bad as that, Professor Hawkins. You're not being investigated. Saduki is.
Eh? What's that? Saduki?
What do you know about him?
Why, he is a student of mine. That's all, specializing in subsoil microorganisms. Oh, he's very good at it, too. Very good. Excellent paper on his last field trip. Oh, excellent.
Your classes take many field trips, Professor?
They take field trips? Oh, of course. Yes, of course. How else could they study actual soil conditions?
Ever taken in near the Army Air Base at Ashiya or at Nagoya?
But all I know about Saduki is that he is an excellent student. You should read his last paper entitled Bacillus Botulinus and the Subsoil of Usumi.
Oh, yeah, all right, Professor, yeah.
Yes,
what information do your files show about him?
You know, it's strange that you should ask me that, Mr. Thurston. That's very strange.
Oh?
I checked our student files just prior to your visit here. It was very surprising. Very. We just don't seem to have any information regarding him.
Well, how is that possible?
Well, it isn't. That is, it shouldn't be. But I made a very extensive search, added by the registrar and by Mr. Krachenko. We simply couldn't find anything.
What's a Russian news correspondent got to do with this?
What's that? Russian news? Oh, you mean Nikolai Krachenko? Oh, he is taking some courses at the university. The art of basket weaving, a university administration. No, I'm afraid I can't tell you any more about it. Oh, but of course, what's the matter with me? I do have some information about Saduki. It's right here in the paper he wrote about Osumi. Here it is, on the flyleaf. It's his home address.
Well, that's something. What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I told you. Bacillus botulinus and the subsoil of Osumi.
I mean Saduki's address, Professor.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. It's number 213 Kobe Road.
213 Kobe Road.
Oh, pardon me, please. Professor Hawkins speaking. Who? A Mr. X? No. There's no one here by that name.
That call is for me, Professor, if you don't mind. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Thurston.
Pagan.
That's right. Long time to see, eh, Mr. Thurston?
Where are you?
Outside in the reception room, talking to this cute little cookie, Natasha. I'm all ready to drive you to your next stop.
Huh?
Sure. Number 213 Kobe Road.
But it's just like I said, Mr. X. I was here in Tokyo, temporarily embarrassed for funds, you understand? And when this Suzuki joker gave me a job learning him how to talk English, well, naturally, he knew I was an American, my accent, you understand?
Oh, sure, sure.
He gave me room and board. I gave him English lessons.
You also gave him a bureau pass with my name forged to it.
Sure. Suzuki found out you were in Tokyo, and he said he had some absolutely top-drawer secret stuff to tell you. But we couldn't get past those military cops at Daiichi, and then I found this bureau pass.
Yeah, where?
In my wallet. And naturally, you had to have this top-secret information of Suzuki, so I wrote up a pass for him to do a favor. Oh, just for old Lang's sake.
Pagan, I ought to wring your neck.
Always joking, eh, Mr. Thurston? Anyways, when I saw you leave headquarters, I followed you to university, and here we are. Number 213, Kobe Road.
Okay, let's go in. I want to look over Suzuki's things.
Go right in, Mr. X. The door is open. Anything worthwhile stealing already... I mean, go right in, right in.
Looks like somebody's been packing.
That Suzuki stuff. Yeah, it's all his. He was going to leave on a field trip or something.
He couldn't use these to do any research.
Huh? You mean those Japanese dime novels?
They're pamphlets, instruction manuals. Issued during the war to kamikaze battalions.
Well, 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 imagine that. So that's what Suzuki was studying at the university?
He was studying them, all right, but not at the university. This ties it all up.
Ties what up?
The attempt on Mr. White's life, the sub at Nagoya, the plane at the Shia. Come on, Pagan. We're taking these back to the colonel at occupation headquarters.
Cut your throttle, chum.
Mr. X.
You're not taking off with nothing.
Yeah, I see him, Pagan.
That rates you 20-20, chum. Figuring you did miss a persuade in my hand.
No, I didn't.
Hey, what gives with this character, Mr. X? Even I can't understand what he's saying.
He wants these pamphlets, Pagan.
Give a gentleman a cigar, Herman. He just rang a bell. And, one more little handy hint. Don't try making like Gorgeous George. You're in the land that invented judo, remember? The pamphlets. Ah, you activate nicely, chum. Just keep on piling up your points like that. You never wind up with a Section 8.
Any other free advice?
Brother, I'm so full of it, I should be talking 4 stars. Oh, I understand your honorable ancestors are nuts for guys who remember anything about Mitsubishi 101.
Mitsubishi 101?
That's right, brother. You start beating your gums anywhere about that little number, you'll join those honorable ancestors. Chop, chop. Any questions? No? Okay, chums. I'll bow. You're sure about your identification, Thurston?
That ribbon in his lapel cinched it, Colonel Cecil. I was there when they gave it to him. He's Nicky Hidayo, all right. A Nisa who won the Congressional Medal of Honor in Italy.
All right. I'll have every available man in G2 start tracking him down at once.
Well, here we are, Mr. X, arriving safe and sane. The Hotel Imperial.
Yeah, thanks for the lift. See you later.
Oh, don't mention it, Mr. Hey, what do you mean later? We got a date inside there with that luscious lotus bloom, Natasha Koroye.
I've got a date, Pagan. So long.
But, Mr. Thurston, I... How do you like that? Such ingratitude. I should ought to stop giving my man valuable services right now. And I would, if it wasn't for the money in it.
Your pardon, Mr. Zellschmidt. I am Nikolai Krachenko, news correspondent for TASS. And I'm greatly honored by this opportunity to interview the great Pagan Zellschmidt.
Interview? Great. But
concerning your mission here in Japan with your assistant, Mr. Thurston, I know it must be...
Where?
How strange.
What?
This money, lying on the seat of your car.
Hey, this is a C-note.
That. I seem to have an uncanny faculty for finding $100 bills.
It is? You do? I will hop right into my jalopy, Nikolai, my oldest, my dearest friend, yeah. Now, what was it you wanted to ask me about my important mission to Japan?
Well, I didn't expect to see you here tonight, Professor Hawkins.
Eh? What's that? Oh, it's you, Mr. Thurston. Oh, it's a ghastly place, isn't it? Ghastly. why that girl insisted upon us coming here.
I didn't know you'd been invited to Natasha's little party.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Natasha was most insistent that I be here.
Did she tell you why?
No, no, no. No. Come to think of it, she didn't. Now, that's strange, isn't it? Yes, that's very strange.
Your pardon, gentlemen. Would one of you be Mr. Ken Thurston?
Here, waiter.
So, it is a telephone call for you, Mr. Thurston, if you would care to receive it, sir.
Sure. Where is it?
Oh, this way, if you please, sir.
I'll be right back, Professor.
Oh, of course.
The telephone is here, please.
Thanks.
Otho.
Oh?
Ken, is that you, Ken?
Yep. What's up, Natasha?
Something has happened. It concerns Saduki.
Oh?
Yes. Ken, you must come up here to my room at once.
All right, Natasha. What's the number?
It is 314. And hurry.
Natasha! Natasha, what's going on there?
Mitsubishi 101.
What?
Mitsubishi 101. Mitsubishi...
We will continue with The Man Called X in just a moment. The next time you suffer from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, take Anacin. You'll bless the day you heard of this incredibly fast way to relieve these pains. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin for this wonderfully fast relief. Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30, economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. Get Anacin at any drug counter. Now, Act Two of The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt.
But I do not understand, Mr. Thurston. Why did Natasha ask us to meet her in her room?
Oh, we'll soon find out. Here's 314.
Really, Natasha, I must apologize for this rude entrance, but... Mr. Thurston, that's not Natasha.
No. It's a Nisi Medal of Honor winner by the name of Nikki Hidayo.
He's conscious now, Thurston, but the doctor says he only has a few minutes left.
Thanks, Colonel. How are you feeling, Nikki?
Not too good, Champ. Not too good.
What happened in that hotel room?
I was booby-trapped, soldier.
Who did it?
Don't know.
What were you mixed up in, Nikki? A new kamikaze movement?
That's right, chum. They're going all out.
And their target?
Anything American or UN in Asia.
How did you ever get roped into anything like that?
I figured I'd be a hero again. Play secret agent all by myself. Turn them into G2. I tried to tip you at Saduki's. Couldn't make it. The local general was on my tail.
Who is he?
It's funny. I beat my choppers about your ancestors. Never figured I'd be meeting mine so soon.
Nikki.
Thurston.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Professor Hawkins' office.
This is Ken Thurston, Professor.
Oh, yes, yes. How do you do, Mr. Thurston?
Do you still have that field trip report of Saduki's?
The field trip? Yes, yes, I have it. It's right here.
Then hang on to it. I'll be right down.
Just a moment, please. I'll be right there. Sorry to have locked the door, Mr. Thurston. My nerves are not of the best. I'll have it opened right away, though. There we are. Now come right in. What?
Go on.
And that's all I remember, Mr. Thurston. Whoever this person was struck me. When I regained consciousness, Siddiqui's field trip report was gone.
Then my hunch was right.
Hunch?
Yeah. What was the title again, Professor?
Was Bacillus botulinus in the subsoil of Osumi.
Osumi. That's a small island off the coast near Tokyo, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. What's up?
It's all right, Professor. Whoever it was is gone. Our friend left a memento of his visit outside the door, Professor.
Memento, Mr. Thurston?
A newspaper. A copy of Pravda.
Pravda?
That's right. Published in Moscow. And it gets its Tokyo news from Nikolai Kravchenko of the TASS News Agency.
Why, yes, Thurston, I remember the island of Osumi very well. Matter of fact, I planned several raids on it during the war. However, it was so badly demolished, no attempt's been made yet to rebuild it.
Do you remember why we were so anxious to knock it out, Colonel?
Very clearly. It was an airplane factory, turning out kamikaze attack planes by the thousands.
It wouldn't happen to have been a Mitsubishi factory, would it? Mitsubishi factory number 101?
Why, come to think of it, I believe it. Thurston.
Yeah. Better have a speedboat ready for me at the Tokyo docks.
Good evening, Mr. Thurston.
Huh? Kravchenko.
Yes. I'm most pleased that you remember me.
What are you doing down here?
A question that I was about to address to you. It would seem to be a strange hour of the night to go boating. If I'm correct in assuming that speedboat is waiting for you.
Still trying, aren't you, Kravchenko?
It was at your suggestion, Thurston. You asked me to try again. Remember?
Yeah. But I still can't take any chances.
Are you, Mr. Thurston? Are you?
Pagong, how the devil did you get down here?
Oh, that Colonel guy at G2 told me where you were. When I told him where I'd been and what I learned for you. You see, I was all tied up with a very important man, a big newspaper fellow. And I wanted you to... Hey, you met this newspaper guy, too? Ah, small world, eh, Mr. X? I don't get it, Mr. Thurston. What are we doing walking around in this old busted aeroplane factory, anyway?
Checking the subsoil of Osumi.
Huh? You know, sometimes you don't make any sense, Mr. X. Didn't I tell you I had a long talk with that Kravchenko guy about kamikazes? He knows all about them.
Did he tell you that? Or did you tell him?
Now you're just splitting hairs. Anyway, there's nothing on this pile of junk to... Hey, what did you put up there?
It's a firebomb cylinder. The kind we fill with napalm.
What's napalm?
Jetted gasoline. Used for incendiary bombing.
So it was dropped here during the war, so what?
Not this kind. We've only been using them since Korea.
Hey, then maybe your hunch was right. Maybe this island of Osumi is the headquarters for some kind of a new kamikaze outfit.
Would you like to answer that, Natasha? You come over here right after the hotel shooting, Natasha?
That's right, Ken. After a few little detours.
Like picking up a field trip report at Professor Hawkins and seeing the little lead was sprayed around later.
Mr. Rex, this luscious lollipop, you mean the cheese?
That's right, chum. I'm the four-star general Nicky talked about, and my little army's right behind me. Aren't you, boys?
Yes,
now, I wouldn't advise any foolish moves while we take you into headquarters. My lads are very allergic to knights in armor from the West. Well, Ken, what do you think of our little headquarters for the kamikazes?
It explains your interest in Sadoku's field trip report. You were afraid something in it might tip me off to this place. What happened at the hotel? Did you see Nicky around and figure he might spot us in the bar and spill something to me?
Of course. And I wasn't going to take any chances with the wool I intended to pull over your eyes. So I planned on meeting in my room. Only he walked in on me while I was forming, so...
Boy, you shoot people for practically nothing.
No, not for nothing, Zellschmidt. From here, we control our entire movement throughout Japan. Train our leaders, choose our targets. Ease us for the Asiatics, and we'll not rest until that goal is achieved.
Letting your slogan run away with you, aren't you, Natasha? It's not Asia you're after, it's the world.
Look, this is all a very interesting and educational type talking, but what about me? What's going to happen to me in all these things?
I'm afraid that neither you nor Mr. Thurston will be around to see it.
I won't? You mean...
Yes, my friend.
Oh, Mr. Thurston!
Relax, Pagan, you're not dead yet.
Don't let that comfort you. You will be soon.
Mr. Rex!
Going to play executioner yourself, Natasha?
No. The gun is merely to prevent you from getting any ideas while I call some of my students. A few of them can use some practice at this sort of... What was that?
Just something you overlooked, Natasha.
What's going on up there?
Maybe the colonel of G2 got nervous when I didn't radio.
What are you talking about?
I told him I'd report in 30 minutes after we got here. Those are Navy patrol boats starting to land. I'm afraid your students won't last very long.
No,
and just
no.
So you won't get any ideas, Natasha, I'll take that gun.
No.
Lock that door, Pagan.
Believe me, Mr. Rex, it's practically
dead. Ah, good. Now we can all settle down and relax for a few minutes. It shouldn't take too long until Mitsubishi 101 is rendered harmless again.
Well, I guess we taught these kamikaze suiciders a lesson, Mr. X, eh? Boy, listen to those lovely guns.
There's nothing lovely about them, Pagan.
Why?
As long as people anywhere can hear that sound, we haven't taught anybody a thing. Slogans, guns. They don't settle anything. They only lead to suicide. Not only for kamikazes, but for the world. That's the reason they've got to teach Natasha and all the rest of them. Yeah. And maybe even ourselves.
Our star, Herbert Marshall, will return in just a moment. You've read about them coming, you've heard about them coming, and now they're here. The new 1951 Buicks. Today, your nearest Buick dealer took the wraps off Buick's new all-star lineup for 51, a lineup that stretches the imagination of even Buick owners. With its new features, new style, new design, the 51 Buick hits a new high in smartness and distinction. You won't believe it until you see it. So, see the new 51 Buick first chance you get at your nearest Buick dealers. Your first look thrills you, your first ride tells you, the smart car... The smart performer, the smart buy for 51, is the new Buick. See it at your nearest Buick dealers now. Now, here is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. In tonight's cast, you heard Gene Bates, Will Wright, Wilms Herbert, Stan Freeberg, Howard McNair, and Tony Barrett. Next week, Mr. X rides the Orient Express, the most famous train in the world, for international crime intrigue. And believe me, he finds plenty of both, along with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
The Man Called X is a Saturday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. By the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia, and by your local Buick dealer, who just today introduced the new 1951 Buick. Be sure to see it. The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Tonight's story was written by Sidney Marshall. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Be sure to listen tomorrow evening for The Big Show with Tallulah Bankhead and a great parade of stars, the Sunday night feature of NBC's All-Star Festival. So until next week, same time and same station... This is Jack Latham saying good night for The Man Called X. Now it's your hit parade. Tomorrow, hear the new Blanding Show on NBC.
Welcome back. You know, when the chief asked who had forged Ken's signature, it must have been tempting to say, who do you think? You know, after all of these years and all of these adventures, who do you think did it? Ken, though, I think is a nice illustration of the character of the man called X. With his speaking for peace, Ken Thurston is not someone who loves violence. He can use it, and he knows when to deploy violent means, but that's not his default, and that's not where he thinks the human race ideally should be. Which is very different from some of the similar heroes that have come along in the same sort of vein, in terms of espionage shows. We turn to listener comments and feedback, and Cherie writes, love the channel. Appreciate all that you do. Well, thank you so much, Cherie, and I appreciate your support of the show. I also want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Jeff, Patreon supporter since December 2015, currently supporting the program at the rookie level of $2 or more per month. Well, join us back here tomorrow for Mystery is My Hobby. Next Wednesday, we're going to have a special encore presentation while I'm on vacation. But then join us back here in 2 weeks for another episode of The Man Called X. In the meantime, send your emails to box13@greatdetectives.net. Check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives, and follow us over on Twitter @Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.